Doug Paul says the grape harvest is just beginning in North Georgia.
We've got the right type of elevation. We've got beautiful, long growing days. And we're actually producing Cabernets and Chardonnays and also French American hybrids like Vidal Blanc.
Paul co-owns Three Sisters Vineyards, one of five Dahlonega wineries, highlighting its wares this weekend to attract oenophiles and those who are just curious. At the end of the harvest, Paul will bring in his Cynthiana grapes, which vintners are now reestablishing in Georgia.
It is the noblest of American wine grapes, producing a really beautiful wine with black cherry flavors.
Before Prohibition, Georgia had an active wine industry, according to Cheryl Smith of the Georgia Department of Economic Development. But that bit of history is new information for most of today's visitors.
They discover one winery and they go, oh, wow, this is really good. And then they go to another winery in North Georgia and they go, oh, we like this too. It's all about the discovery because we're not associated with being a great wine producing state.
Smith says that's changing. The University of Georgia is working on a study right now to measure the industry's economic impact. And Smith says she has to keep updating her list of Georgia wineries. Right now, it stands at 38. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.